is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israel and Morocco have agreed to normalize relations, President Donald Trump said Thursday, marking the fourth Arab-Israeli agreement in 4 months. As part of the deal announced near the end of Trump's term, the United States will recognize Morocco's claim over the disputed Western Sahara region. Trump said Israel and Morocco would restore diplomatic and other relations, including the reopening of liaison offices and the eventual opening of embassies. U.S. officials said there would also be joint overflight rights for airlines. Britain on Thursday signed a free trade deal with Singapore, giving it a key foothold in Asia as it seeks to forge its own path after leaving the European Union. The deal largely mirrors an existing EU-Singapore pact and will cover about £17 billion in bilateral trade. That's roughly $22 billion. It came as negotiations between Britain and the EU regarding a post-Brexit trade relationship remain stalled. Singapore's trade ministry says the deal removes tariffs and gives both countries access to each other's markets and services, as well as cuts non-tariff barriers in sectors ranging from electronics to pharmaceutical products. And some other headlines making news today. American regulators are meeting to assess the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine for emergency approval as the country logs its worst ever daily COVID-19 death rate with more than 3,000 fatalities. And Lebanon's lead investigator into the catastrophic Beirut port explosion has charged outgoing Premier Hassan Diab and three ministers with negligence, this according to a judicial source. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Kenya's high court on Thursday ordered the government to pay compensation to four female survivors of a wave of sexual violence that unfurled after violently disputed elections in 2007. The four will each receive the equivalent of around $36,000. The court said the government was responsible for a failure to conduct independent and effective investigations and prosecutions of sexual and gender-based violence-related crimes during the post-election violence. The result, it says, was a violation of their constitutional rights. Months of violence convulsed Kenya following a disputed presidential election in 2007. Rights groups found that more than 1,100 people were killed and at least 900 people suffered sexual assaults, including gang rape and castration. Years later, the International Criminal Court in The Hague indicted Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta and his deputy, William Ruto, for crimes against humanity, but both cases collapsed when witnesses failed to testify. Physicians for Human Rights, a charity that helped bring Thursday's case to court, welcomed the landmark ruling, saying it was the first time in Kenya that post-election sexual violence has been recognized by the government and compensation offered. Here are some other stories making global news headlines today. A female Afghan news anchor and activist was shot dead by assailants. Her employer says the second journalist killed in a month in Afghanistan. The World Trade Organization debates a proposal to exempt COVID-19 vaccines from intellectual property rights. It's an idea fiercely opposed by pharmaceutical giants. Accepting the Nobel Peace Prize in a ceremony held online because of the coronavirus, the World Food Program warns of a hunger pandemic it said could be worse than COVID-19. Britain calls on the EU to make significant changes to secure a breakthrough in Brexit trade talks as Brussels outlines a backup plan if negotiations break down. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan says on a visit to Azerbaijan that Baku's struggle with Armenia is not over as he hails his close ally's glorious victory in a bloody conflict with Azerbaijan. And three migrants are killed when a fire rips through a warehouse near Barcelona, injuring another 19, including several who jumped from the building to flee the flames, officials are saying. Again, for more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.